Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with another special guest seems to be thematic, and we are honored to have Harrisburg Recruiting Battalion Commander, United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Geisinger. Colonel,
hey, good morning, Larry.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Larry. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, we appreciate you. First and foremost, thank you for your service, which has been impeccable.
Well, I've tried. I've had a great time in the Army over the last 21 years. Our Army is celebrating its 250th birthday on June 14th. We're going to do some festivities in Pittsburgh tomorrow on June 6th. We're really looking forward to it at Stage AE. I've been listening to the show. I know you've been talking about that event. We're just really excited. Pittsburgh is my favorite part of the whole Pennsylvania area that we're responsible for. Love the sports scene out there. Hope y'all get Aaron Rodgers. but I understand that your father also served as a member of the greatest generation.
Yes, and so this event tomorrow, Rocky Blair's roll call for the greatest generation, we will recognize 18 World War II veterans and their service. My dad served in the Philippines, became a sergeant, and I know he was very proud of his service in the United States Army. And as you know, Colonel, in this area, we have a lot of people who support our military men and women who've served and their families who have also sacrificed.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank your father for his service. I mean, he was part of a whole generation of young men and women that knew that the nation needed them to go save the world. The Philippines were an important part of that, too. We kept our promises to the Philippines. General MacArthur promised to return, and we did. The Philippines remain an ally to this very day. That was a generation that was characterized by selfless service. We're privileged to honor 19 surviving veterans and hear their stories and get to meet them and shake their hands tomorrow. And even though the torch has been passed a couple of times, every generation has their heroes. This one's no different. We'd like to make this a celebration of service to our greatest generation and also a reminder that there are those who still serve.
And I want to make sure people understand your service, earning a Bronze Star for your service and many commendation medals over the years, and a senior parachutist badge. I can't imagine what it's like to jump out of a perfectly good airplane, sir.
I got to be honest, Larry, I'm terrified of heights. That's why I went to airborne school. The Army is really big on teamwork. It's really big on overcoming your own shortcomings and challenges and turning weaknesses into strengths. And I'll be honest, by the time I was done doing it, hanging out of an airplane in flight was no big deal. And I never thought I'd be able to say that. But the Army is really excellent at bringing out the best in people.
And while we have you, sir, thinking about that, you know, I had a chance years ago to go and observe a boot camp. And one of the things I came away from that experience was the dedication of the young recruits. And a lot of people don't give the young generation a lot of credit in some ways, but the recruits you get are of a high quality, and you feel more comfortable once you see that.
That's absolutely true. And I'm glad you brought that up. Like I said a minute ago, like the Greatest Generation did what they did in great numbers at a time of great need, but every generation has their heroes. And the young men and women that we put through basic training, our recruiters talk to them before and after basic combat training, and they are different in a much, much better way. And it's never been easier to access service to the U.S. Army. We have programs now that can help you meet the Army standard. And I would encourage any young people that are out there or any older people that are mentoring a younger person to just go into an Army recruiting station and listen to what they have to say and the programs and see if they're a good fit for you and if an individual is a good fit for the United States Army, because we can change you in a very positive way.
And I want to credit Dr. Terry Sweeker-Reed, who also happens to be civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army in a recent appointment, which is very prestigious and very important because in her role in more than two decades of helping young men and women graduate high school and give them a sense of purpose, part of that, in name of her late husband, Tom Reed, their Armed Forces Center, helps recruits match to military service. And I know the military appreciates getting quality candidates.
Oh, it's important to appreciate Terry out here on the air. She's a force of nature. Her willpower is like nothing I have ever seen. Her organization has helped thousands of at-risk youth to find employment opportunities, and she's just been such a great civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army. We couldn't have asked for a better partner to help young people find an opportunity in the Army or anywhere else in the armed services.
And that said, the Army has jumped in, pun intended for you, sir, and sent the Army Band, which will be present stage AE 3 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. Also want to thank Tom Rooney, who was instrumental in putting this together. It's going to be a special day, and I can't wait to see the families and those who are being honored. But we also recognizing all military service, it will be a very emotional and powerful day, and I'm glad that you're going to be a part of it, Colonel.
I'm honored to be a part of it. We owe a lot of thanks to Dr. Reed, like we talked about. We owe some thanks to the Steelers for hosting this, and for all of the folks that are coming down. The Army Field Band's Jazz Band is coming down. We're looking forward to that free show if anybody wants to come out. We still have some seats left, and we think it's going to be a great event celebrating our Army's birthday.
And that said, Colonel, I understand that you're going to be headed back to the Pentagon, so this is a little bit of a swan song in your current as battalion commander.
Yeah, it's been a great 2 years in command of Army recruiting in the state of Pennsylvania. Like I said, I thoroughly enjoy my trips out to Pittsburgh, try to check out the sports scene whenever I can. I've been privileged to get to a Steelers game, going to the Pirates tomorrow. It's been wonderful, but got to go back to the Pentagon and do some plans and strategy.
Well, appreciate your time this morning. We will see you tomorrow. And again, thank you, sir, for your service.
It's been a pleasure, Larry. Thanks for having me on. I'll see you tomorrow.
Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Geisinger, Harrisburg Recruiting Battalion Commander.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.